Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. Y'all get a close up look. You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can do all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned. Fire episode today, but if it ain't your first time watching, go ahead and hit the like button.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. We here on Tuesday night, the eve before Christmas Eve. And listen, man, I got a little break this week. I got some free time, so we got to go live. And you know, I never run out of content. So this is amazing for me because I got so many videos that I don't use, and now I got a chance to use them. And it's getting insane out here because the big backs is taking over.
Big back activity.
And 2025, we putting a stop to it. We making America fit again. And I said what I said.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
We making America fit again in 2025. And if this is your first time watching, understand that this is the best fitness podcast out. The dopest fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the most entertaining, the most haters. Because we know the haters love to come to this podcast and on my social media and do they hating and whining. And we don't have time for that.
We do not care.
And listen, man, go ahead, hit the like button. Sit back, enjoy the show. Because we're going to get some laughs tonight. We're going to get a little bit of education. We're going to get a little bit of cooking. We're going to get a little bit of Black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Listen, this show is diverse, man. We all over the place, man. So we're going to talk about a little bit of everything. All right. So with all that being said, we're going to get in these comments. And we're going to get the show started, man. It sounds good to me. Sounds good to y'all.
Marco.
Wicked Scorpion said, salute. What's good, brother? Good time. Hey, C. Marty. What's good, brother? Is that BBW wanting a fit man Lizzo? No. But Lizzo is fit now. So it's not that far-fetched. Now she still got some work to do, but at least she fit now. This is not a fit BBW. That's an oxymoron, but you know what I'm trying to say. Indian Dolly, what's good? Hey man, let's get this episode started, man. Yeah, bro, I did a whole Lizzo lost hella weight. I did a whole stream on it. I did a whole post on it. Yeah, she working out with Lizzo working out with Michael B. Jordan's trainer. That's one of my homies too. Yeah, Lizzo done lost a lot of weight, bro. I guess I got to talk about it again. But yeah, Lizzo. She on point now. She still, you know, a little big joint, you know, a little bit, but she
belly deli.
She made it. She made some progress. All right, man. We got this girl here on the Kendra G show, and Kendra G, she do one of them little dating shows where she try to hook people up. And let's see what this lady said on Kendra G's show about what type of man she wants. Let's check it out. One second while I find it. Why I can't find it? Why it's taking all day? Oh, here it is.
Look a certain way. Fit.
Hold up.
Nope.
Should he look a certain way? And she started off with fit. Let's check Kendra G's reaction.
Should he look a certain way? Fit.
Oh. Look at her. She can't believe it. She can't believe it.
Just not out of shape, basically.
Whoa. How you going to say just not out of shape? And you just out of shape. You, the only shape you are is round. The only shape you do is round shape foods, hamburgers. all Big Mac foods. M&M's and Skittles. That's the only shapes you know. What you talking about in shape? Then she gonna pull the camera back like she was about to show us some fit shit. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what a Kendrick can.
Oh, what'd she say?
That's what a Kendrick can.
I don't know what she said, but it don't matter because what the hell is going on in this earth?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Hey, Big Back Women, y'all tripping. What the hell is going on? Talking about a fit man.
Should he look a certain way? Fit.
Don't ask for no fit man and you don't even got a gym membership.
Nope.
And fellas, that goes for y'all too. Don't ask no fit woman and you don't have no gym membership.
Nope.
It's about to be 2025. When last time you went to the gym? 2021.
Nope.
Before the pandemic.
Nope.
And you asking for somebody fit. You better fit your ass on a Big Back dating app and find you a big joint.
Nope.
And or a big man, because what the hell is wrong with y'all? Look, she can't even believe it. Look at her face. Look at her face. She like, oh, no, this bitch didn't. No, this bitch ain't say that.
Just not out of shape, basically.
Oh, yeah. It's getting crazy out here. Yeah.
That's what it.
Yeah. We're cooked. We're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
We're cooked. She on the camera talking about she want a fit man. She looking like she talking. She about to say,
"Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink."
She looked like she about to say,
"I can't unbake my back. I can't unbake my back."
Listen, let's keep it 100, man. I don't care what y'all say y'all prefer. You think I'm going to the gym, doing all this work? I'm lifting, benching 300. Hold on, let me get my joint. I'm benching 300. I'm squatting 300 something, almost 400 pounds. I'm doing pull-ups, push-ups, dips. I'm doing my cardio. You think I'm doing that to date a big back? You done lost your mind.
Your back has a back.
What is wrong with y'all? Let's keep it real. And I don't want to hear nothing about personality and none of that. I could find somebody with your personality that's in the gym. All right, let's not get it twisted. Same goes for the fellas. You think these ladies in the gym putting this work in to date your big back ass? It don't matter. All that matters is the money. Yeah, okay. wonder why you don't wonder with the personal trainer. Hey, I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep it going. It's Tuesday. It's the eve before Christmas Eve. And I'm cooking. And I'm cooking already. We ain't even 10 minutes in and I'm already cooking.
Let him cook.
Best Fitness Podcast out. We cook soon as the podcast start.
Let him cook.
Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Let's check these comments. Sis said she wants a fit man.
We do not care.
I don't care what she want. She get a fat man, she better change the I to an A. Because she not getting no fit man out over here. And you, but you know a fit ninja will take her though.
You know, black people.
No.
Everybody, all of y'all know a fit ninja that'll take that fat woman. Let me stop before they cancel me. I don't care. It is what it is. Squiggy Scorpion laughing. The delusion is hilarious. It's ridiculous. Elise laughing. What up, Elise? Lizzie? Big spider in the building. If you locked up in DC jail for making your own chicken bowl at Chipotle, turn off the podcast with the CEO come around the corner.
Dom DeMarco.
We're going to watch the Big Back Chipotle at the end. I finally reacted to that joint I had on here last night. Go check it out on my Instagram or TikTok if you ain't see it. Yeah, they're thinking the fit guy is going to be able to toss them around. Nah. Listen, lifting 300 pounds at the gym is different than lifting 300-pound humans.
Nope.
I'm good off of that. Yeah, especially if he's black and she's white. Uh-oh.
I'm not going to say what race, what people
Can we say that or are they gonna ban us? Uh-oh. Black women about to go crazy. Black women about to be in the comments talking about some. Black women in the comments talking about they always want a fat white woman. But we got a whole bunch of fat black women. All right, let's keep the episode going. Love y'all. Love all. I love everybody. Love y'all, black women. They gonna cancel me. Hey, what up, Holly? As a cougar, I cannot support you fit men going after the heifers. I don't get it. Okay, Holly's in here talking heavy today. Holly's in here talking heavy on the eve before Christmas Eve. We love to see it. Or a Latina BBW, they love fit black dudes. Yeah, it is.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I have a theory on that. Do I want to bring up the theory? Nah, we'll just keep the show going. Let's keep the show going. Maybe I'll bring up the theory later. All right, we got fit versus fat women on the Jubilee channel. Hopefully I don't get a copyright. Anyway, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe the copyright censor's going off. Oh, well. All right, we got the fit women versus fat women. This lady's going to come on stage and basically explain why fit women are top tier and the big backs.
Big back activity.
They wasn't trying to hear that. The big back fats wasn't trying to hear that. Let's check it out, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. It's the best fitness podcast out. Let's check it out.
Women are more attractive than fat women. Will the agreeers please step forward?
Now, you know, just off the question alone, that question alone going to trigger some big backs.
Big back activity.
Let's keep it going.
I would definitely agree. Fit women are more attractive than like plus size women. Only because me having this body, it shows that I can commit to something, right? And it shows that I'm hard.
Would you not want a woman who shows that she can commit to something? Would you not want a woman who's hardworking? She's spitting already. I love what she's talking about. Let's keep it
working.
Going.
So I feel like men looking at my body can see, oh, okay, she's dedicated. She put in the work, yeah. And that can be an attractive quality that men see in me.
Can we
now hold up? She didn't put down bigger women. She ain't say that they look ugly. She didn't say she's better. She just said what qualities stick out, you know, from her side because she's active, because she lives an active lifestyle. Didn't shit on them. Now watch the big backs come in here.
Big back activity.
Whining and shit.
Bring in the disagreeers.
I feel like I'm going to get flamed alive right now. It's all good.
I'm bisexual, so I've had relationship with women.
Hold up. We're talking fit women versus fat women. She comes with I'm bisexual. Listen, that shit is irrelevant. She didn't say nothing about her sexual preference, but here you go. Now we pandering to not only fat women, now we pandering to the LGBT community, which now is sensitive. Now you can't combat anything against them.
I feel like I'm going to get flamed alive right now. It's all good.
I'm bisexual, so I've had relationship with women that are fit, that are not fit, variety. And I can tell you that personality-wise, the skinniest ones and the most beautiful ones have had a personality that I cannot work with.
Now, listen up. We all know a big woman with a bad attitude. That's mean. That's not friendly. Let's cut that shit out. Don't sit here and say that the skinnier fit women got a bad attitude when we all know a big woman that's mean and not friendly.
Me, personally. Me. So yeah. Your personality has more beauty than the way that you look.
I have learned over the years that I would prefer to be fat and happy than thin and miserable.
Okay. First of all, the girl ain't say nothing about being thin. She talking about being fit. Why is not being big correlated with being miserable? Why you got to be super fat, no discipline, joints hurting, can't walk, breathing heavy? Why do that mean happy? But this fit woman who looks bomb, who says she loves that she has discipline and she loves that she's hardworking, why is that the supposed to be miserable?
This is Burger King and this is McDonald's. I'm the king and I'm loving it.
Oh, my God. What the hell is going on?
Brother, this guy stinks.
They saying anything nowadays to convince people to not be fit. Now it's bad personalities. Now it is mean. Now she a B-I-T-C-H. Now he a asshole. He a dickhead. All this because he fit. That's the narrative now. We're going to watch it one more time and slide out of
fit
this.
Women are more attractive Pause. Than fat women. Will the agreeers please step forward?
I would definitely agree. Fit women are more attractive than like plus size women. Only Talk because me having this body, it Talk shows that I can commit to something, right? Yeah. And it shows that I'm hardworking. So I feel like men looking at my body can see, oh, okay, she's dedicated. She put in the work, and that could be an attractive quality that men see in me.
That's attractive to me because, listen, when I want kids, I want my kids to be disciplined and hardworking. I don't want no fat and happy kids. That's what they're going to get from their mom. They ain't going to get it from me.
Can we bring in the disagreeers?
I feel like I'm going to get flamed alive right now. It's all good. Crazy,
man. I'm bisexual, so I've had relationship Irrelevant. With women that are fit, they are not fit, variety. And I can tell you that personality-wise, the skinniest.
Maybe they wasn't happy because they was around your big ass.
Once and the most beautiful one.
Maybe you was throwing them off of their fitness game and you was trying to get them to big back with you and they wasn't trying to do that shit. Maybe that's why they were miserable. You ever thought about that?
Have had a personality that I cannot work with. Me, personally. Me. So your personality has more beauty than the way that you look.
I have learned over the years that I would prefer to be fat and happy than thin and miserable.
This is Burger King and this is McDonald's. I'm the king and I'm loving it.
Yeah, we're cooked. We're cooked. This is the mindset in our country. And you look and wonder why we are the most obese we've ever been. You look and why do we have the most obese kids? Why are so many people dying from preventable diseases? Why is the black community dying
from this as well? I'm not going to say what
this
race,
mindset is
what
in our
people,
community as well. This is ridiculous, bro. But this is what we got to deal with. It ain't no surprise, man. Hey, you know I'm going to tell the truth. On the Best Fitness Podcast. Oh, you know I got to go. Let's keep it going. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. They did a fit versus fat man months ago. Now this. Yeah, the fit versus fat man was crazy. I covered that a while ago, but I actually had to delete that episode. So I'll cover that again. I know how to maneuver the clips now. Checking in. What up, Joe? Fit women are more attractive unless she got more muscles than me. Yeah, we don't. Yeah, we don't do that here.
We do not care.
But if that's what you decide to do, ladies, I'm all for it. Go ahead and do that. That just ain't me in spider mode style. And it ain't nothing wrong with that. Everything ain't for everybody. It's somebody for you. These are not even thick BBWs. They're all built like penguins. Exactly. Yeah, I'm not into women that are bulky female bodybuilder type. And ain't nothing wrong with that, brother. Fit is way more attractive. Men and women. Absolutely, Holly. I can smell the chunk funk through the screen. I feel bad for the people sitting by them. She looked like Kool-Aid Man. Talking about some, what Kool-Aid Man say? what do you say when he was on Family Guy? That ass. She looked like the Kool-Aid Man. Don't nobody care what she think. Exactly, man. Hey, let's keep this episode going. Make sure I hit the like button. What we got next, man? Oh, man. Oh, yeah. So, we get on this episode, on this podcast all the time. I post my content. People say people can't control their weight. It's genetics. It's hormones. You don't know if they're depressed. You don't know what they're going through. If they're big, they doesn't mean they're unhealthy. You don't know what they're eating. You can eat healthy and not lose weight. Oh, is that right? So let's check out a Big Back order and a Big Back. We've actually had this Big Back on the show before. And we got the answers right here. The internet tells on them. That's why I don't go for none of them bullshit excuses. Let's check it out. 1 second. Here we go.
Get the 2 for $5, the egg McMuffin, the cheese egg McMuffin, and the bacon egg cheese McGriddle.
Hold on. Just off the initial order, she's wildin'.
Egg McMuffin, the cheese egg McMuffin, and the bacon egg cheese McGriddle.
You ordering an egg McMuffin and a McGriddle, first of all, and the video just started. That's big back as hell. And you know it's a drink and hash brown that come with it, too.
Anyone else? Then can I get...
Hold on, before we continue, it says, how I order McDonald's breakfast at 500 pounds. And she's proud of it and probably monetizing her social media off of this.
Do you still have the McMuffin in the hash brown bundle?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Can I get, are they, how much are they?
Bundle was crazy.
Let me see for the sucker muffin and the hash brown.
This is ridiculous.
This is for $2.99
per specimen. Can I get four of those?
God damn.
Yes.
Four damn.
Four muffin and four hash brown?
Yes.
Damn. She and laughing and smiling at the camera and shit. They ain't gonna be laughing in the hospital. Ain't nothing funny about this, baby girl.
Yes. Okay, what else? And can
I get a large Diet Dr. Pepper? Like,
God
ice?
Damn.
Okay.
Did she say large Diet Dr. Pepper? Hold on. No, she didn't.
Okay.
That's it. Jelly.
God damn.
And Denny's. Both. Please.
Hold up. What's the minis? Was she clapping her hands? She excited. Hold on. Did she?
Yes.
Hold up.
And can I get a large Diet Dr. Pepper? Like.
Hold up. No, she didn't order a Diet Dr. Pepper. How you gonna order all that crap? And you might as well get a regular Dr. Pepper. What the hell is the Diet Dr. Pepper going to do differently? Your blood pressure going up, cholesterol going up, heart rate going up, cardiovascular going down, back going up, belly going up, swollen feet going up. And you want to order a Dr. Diet Pepper. What the hell is going on? Oh, they're like that did something. I'm tired of this big back shit. Get this big back shit out of here. This is ridiculous,
ice.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah. We're done with her. The writing's on the wall. I'm going to tell y'all this. Stop feeling bad for these big backs. Stop the pandering because they did it to themselves. And then they tried to tell me they had I'm going to let this play while I talk. Then they tried to tell me they got an eating disorder. They tried to tell me they can't help it.
Nope.
That is an addiction. That sugar like cocaine. You're addicted to it. You need it. So I don't feel bad for these big backs. They did it to themselves. They put themselves in this situation. It wasn't inevitable. It wasn't anything they can't control. You a grown up making grown up decisions. You're her big back ass paying bills. Her big back ass probably has a job.
Nope.
She's probably getting her cheeks clapped.
Nope.
I'm sure she ain't a virgin.
Nope.
I'm sure she drinks alcohol.
Nope.
I'm sure if she commits a crime, she's going to adult jail.
Nope.
So I'm not trying to hear nothing for these grown ass adults making these decisions to harm their body. And I said what I said, and I don't feel bad. And I'm killing y'all on this Eve before Christmas Eve episode. Make sure y'all hit the like. It's getting crazy out here, man. Listen, we're not rocking with none of the bullshit over here, man. We don't do that. We don't do the coddling over here. Humanity took a big L on this one. Get them four tough built bodies out of here. Yes. What the fuck? Like the Diet Pepper is going to make it any better. Exactly. She's going to order a diet water with it. Yeah, let me get the zero-calorie water with no sugar neck ass. Holly laughing, Indian Dolly laughing. They kill me how they think a diet drink going to cancel out all that BS. That's the same as, oh, yeah, I'm going to burn it off in the workout. That's the same dumb big back logic. Zoomer generation, what's good? I know she done cracked that toilet a few times. Yeah, she wearing her 500 pounds loud and proud out here cracking toilets every time she sit down on the toilet. And y'all want me to feel bad for her. You crazy as hell. Big Shirley about to go eat, then go to Cole House. Hey, yo. If you don't watch Martin, you're not going to get that joke. Please watch Martin so you can get that joke. Oh, my God. Someone clapping them cheeks is crazy. Hey, I said what I said, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco, DeMarco.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
It's a way. It's a way. And you know what else? She got them.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who going to have Big Mama arms early.
Well, I got a new button for y'all. She got the McDonald's and said,
okay, all those chickens.
She got to McDonald's. She got to the front of the drive-thru. She said,
okay, all those chickens.
Let me know if y'all like the new sound. Yeah, Shane T. At Shane T. Yeah, Dusty Ninja.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco. DeMarco.
Y'all, you know her big back ass. She drive past Popeyes talking about some,
okay, all those chickens.
Hey, I'm killing y'all on this episode, man. Let's keep it going, man. Henny Moe wouldn't even clap that dinosaur. Hey, yo, that's crazy. Henny Moe undefeated. Let's keep it going. All right, we got y'all favorite Big Back rapper.
Big Back Activity.
Shout out to Dave Blunts, man. Shout out to Dave Blunts.
What?
He's in the studio session. Now, when I reacted to Dave Blunts, if you don't know who Dave Blunts is, he's this big back rapper who's getting famous, getting all this clout now. When I reacted to him, people was making excuses, mad, to my I'm bringing down black men and all this shit. And listen, I ain't trying to hear none of that shit.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not.
I didn't mean to press that. I meant to press this.
Big Back Activity.
I'm not trying to hear none of that shit. So Dave Blunts is in the studio. They telling me we need to leave him alone. We don't need to say nothing. The cake he ate in the hospital bed was a sugar-free cake. Y'all telling me all that bullshit. But he walk around in the studio like this. Let's check it out. I don't want to hear nothing. Let's check it out.
Yeah, you cool with us being here, Dave?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
Manipulate my.
Whoa. All right. What y'all gonna pay attention to is him and his breathing after he stops singing. Let's check it out.
Manipulate my bitches. They do what I tell them to. Yeah.
Manipulate his what? Oh, you don't have no. Never mind. We'll keep it fitting.
Manipulate my bitches. They do what I tell them to. Let me hear it.
Listen to breathing. Oh, boy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Let me hear it from the top. Running back from the top.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to redo it, bro. I want to redo it again.
Oh, he sounded a little.
No, did he, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
His team need to be fired. His team need to be fired. The boy can't walk up a flight of steps.
Nope.
And they taking, they getting they cut of the money. They getting they cut of the check. Every concert, every sale on iTunes. I don't know if he has any albums. You know that SoundCloud, Spotify, they getting they cut. They getting they check. Concerts. And they condoning this shit. I blame him. He a grown-ass man. I don't care if he's 23. He a grown man. And I blame his team for encouraging that shit. And I blame his fans. Did y'all hear that breathing? Hold on. If you didn't hear it, we're gonna listen to it right now.
Did I tell him to? Let me hear it.
Listen to his breathing. This is insane.
I'm here from the top.
No, you running don't back hear nothing. No, you don't run nothing back from the top. We at a point in America where we got people at risk of probably the boy by the time at this rate, by the time he hit 30, we talking about serious health issues, serious consequences to this lifestyle. And he's getting clout and listen, I ain't mad at nobody ever getting a bag. I'm not saying he can't be a a big back singer and get his bag. But not that damn big back. Not no 500 pounds. You can't get down to 250, bruh, and still be a big singer. You can't get down to 260 and be a big singer. You got to be 500 breathing like that. And you talking about manipulate my bitches. What females you got? What you doing with them? Because you ain't tossing them and flossing them. So you know why they with you, bruh. They with you taking your money along with your team. So, hey, bruh, you better get it together, man. Real talk. And he got, he talking about F Snoop Dogg, because Snoop Dogg told him to get healthy. Well, listen. We're in this culture where we denying bad denying good information and accepting the bad information. People doing whatever the fuck they want, no matter how detrimental it is to them, to their health, to the community, to their loved ones. This is crazy, bruh. Man. And people mad at me, dog. Get his big back ass off my screen. I'm killing y'all on this episode. That shit sounded crazy, bruh. Make sure y'all hit that like button, man. Hey, people ain't gonna talk about this shit, bruh. Squeaky Scrubby said, what the hell? Crazy stuff. Every time I hear about a lot of these new age rappers, it's always some fuckery. And this is one of them. This is absolutely one of them. Sound like a French bulldog. As a nurse, I'm concerned with his breathing. That shit sound crazy. He does apparently have a girlfriend. That is obviously with him due to him being a rapper. But I don't think she wants his heavy duty ass laying on top of her. Exactly. You think they getting it in? Let's keep it 100. Not to get too explicit here, but come on, bro. Or she ain't following no personal trainers?
Nope.
You don't think she got a trainer?
Nope.
Hey, what up, Jennifer? Damn, that's terrifying. Absolutely. He mad because Snoop Dogg not a big back. Absolutely. Dom DeMarco. He remind me of Big Pun except his music. Yeah, man. The writing on the wall. Y'all do y'all thing, though. Y'all ain't got to listen to C. Marty Fit. I'm nobody. I'm the the failed trainer that's homeless, apparently. So y'all do y'all thing, man. Hey, let's keep this podcast going. Y'all hit the like button. We're not done with Dave Blunts. Shout out to Dave Blunts. Amira said, wait, replay it. Amira, you can't be coming in here late. You can't be coming in here late and making requests, all right? Now, because it's the eve before Christmas Eve, I'll play it one more time. Big Pun could walk. I'll play it one more time because Amira late. Where is Joan at? Here you go.
Yeah, you cool with us being here, Dave?
Yeah.
I'm only playing it once.
Yeah. Manipulate my bitches. Mm. They do what I tell them to. I'm here.
Oh, boy. That's crazy.
I'm here from the top. Running back from the top.
This how people breathe that be mad at my comments.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I wanted to redo it.
This is how people breathe, talking about, yeah, I'm naturally thick. I ain't got to go to the
bro,
gym.
I want
to
redo it again. Yeah.
This is how the girls breathe who say they don't need the gym because they got ninjas in their DM.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Yeah, that was crazy, bro. Amira, you messy as hell. Wicked Scorpion said, oh my God, oh no, damn. Yo, ain't no way. Shaking my head. This dude rapping sucks. Manipulate my bitches. Boy, all the boy said was three words. Manipulate my bitches. Listen, I don't care, bruh. He got there on his own. He been eating that food. I ain't eat that food. Ain't nobody make him eat that food. And no, don't say he got an eating disorder because he keep ordering this order. Bars. Yeah, cut his big back ass up. My lungs hurt listening to that. Me too. Nobody hate fat people more than CNAs. They the ones got to wipe their cheeks. That's disgusting.
Nope.
Holly, that's you? Holly, you out here wiping big back cheeks, pause.
Big back activity.
No Diddy, you know?
That was crazy. Pause. All right, like I said, we're not done with Dave Blunts. He has another video where the crowd goes crazy because he does this. Let's check it out. Hey, he stood up. And he walking like he the shit, too. He walking like he the shit. I don't want to play the music, get a copyright. But listen to the crowd. Watch the crowd. Yeah. Yeah, he stood up. But you know you big as hell when they happy, stand up. How big you got to be, they happy you stood up and took two steps.
Nope.
Two steps to the right, two steps to the left, big back ass.
Nope.
How big you got to be? I mean, this is ridiculous, man. I mean, somebody, one of his loved ones got to get him on point. How do you come to a performance and people happy that you stood up? They're not happy the performance was great. They're not happy the music is fire. They happy that your big round, what's the purple joint from McDonald's name? Looking ass stood up. That's what they happy about. Think about this shit. You wouldn't see none of this shit in the 80s or the 90s. I know I sound old as shit. The 70s. I wasn't even alive for most of that. But you wouldn't see no shit like this. Getting an applause because you stood up, not because the music is great. That's where this country is going? And y'all mad at me?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Y'all mad at me for pointing out the truth. And this is where we're headed. Crazy, man. You got to care about yourself. And you can't get mad when C. Marty Fitt is talking about you. All right? That's enough of him. He getting too much time on here. Let's keep this podcast going. And I'm killing y'all on this Eve Before Christmas Eve podcast. You know what I'm saying? Holly said, as a nurse, yes. Oh, my God, I'm done. Mira laughing. So he can walk, he can exercise. Bars. Oh, wow, it's a miracle. Now go work out. Wait a minute. Yeah, Grimace. Big Grimace built ass. Looking like the obese version of that purple Teletubby. Make America fit again. Grimace from McDonald's. Yes, Grimace. That's what I thought. Got up like nothing. Got up pretty easy, too, so he need to get up and get his ass a gym membership. That's ridiculous, man. Let's keep the show going. All right, we got Big Back Sports. Did y'all know that we have Big Back Sports? What should we start with, wrestling or basketball? Which Big Back Sports y'all want to see? Y'all got 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2. Y'all took too long. We're going to start with Big Back Wrestling. We got this guy here. His signature move is using his man boobs. Oh, Steph said wrestling. Perfect. His signature move, B-Ball, we're going to do wrestling first. Steph said wrestling first. We're going to watch his signature move using his man boobs.
Nope.
Belly Dilly?
And it's a little bit.
No Diddy, you know?
Let's check it out, man. Let's check it out.
Oh, and you hit to the midsection.
Hold up. He did not put his man boobs on the top of his head. Hold up.
No Diddy, you know.
He put the man boobs on the top of his head. Come on, y'all.
And he hit to the midsection.
He caught the kick with his man boobs. What the hell is going on? What the hell is going on?
I beg your pardon?
Right, Joe.
I beg your pardon?
He caught the kick with his man boobs. It's getting crazy out here. Oh, he whooping him though.
I will transfer for a crossbody against Pugs.
Okay, got the body slam.
Just drops it on the back.
I know he ain't just do a titty elbow slam, bro.
No diddy, you know?
I know he ain't just do a man boob, titty boob, man boob, titty elbow slam, bro. Hold up, bro. Hold on, 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 bro. What in the dad bod is going on? What in the 2025 average built man is going on?
Nope.
What in the 70% of men got man boobs now is going on?
Nope.
This is ridiculous. Oh, I gotta remind you. He grabbing the boob mid-air and slammed it on his forehead. We're done. We're cooked.
Oh,
men
brother,
are cooked.
This guy stinks.
Bring back the men. Bring back the men with pecs. Pause.
No diddy, you know?
What the hell is going on? Caught a kick with the boobs again. Yo, this shit is crazy. I didn't mean to press that.
Brother, yo, this guy stinks.
This shit is really crazy out here, bro. Yo, wrestling, when I was a kid, bro, I know I sound old as shit. You know, we wanted to be like the wrestlers, man. We wanted to be fit, strong. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to take the steroids, but now your big back is everywhere. This is a big back society. Big back is literally everywhere. We got big back wrestlers now, man. This shit getting crazy, bro. Yo, this shit getting crazy. Y'all going crazy in the comments. Sumo, Wicked Scorpion says, Sumo?
Nope.
Nope. If it's wrestling, it's bigger than Godzilla versus Kong. Well, I don't know. Diddy would love this fight. Oh, my God.
That's no crazy. Diddy, you know?
I beg your pardon.
Beg your pardon?
I know you fucking lying. That's kind of impressive. Vicky, you're out of here. Vicky, your first comment of the
strike
day.
Strike three, you're out.
Vicky, you're gone. That was crazy. What in the entire fuck? Hold on, I'm actually going to bring it back on while I go through the comments. We got titty body slams out here. What in the entire fuck? Jennifer like, huh? He's jiggling. This is hilarious. He did the five moose knuckle titty shuffle bars. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. I done seen it all. Hey, Jennifer, I done seen it all, too. What is this dude? Robert Paulson from Fight Club? Not sure. John Cena said, you can't see me. He's saying, you see titty. He grabbed a man boob and did like this. He did. Meek versus Diddy. He did the dad bottoms. He did the dad bod bottom. The dad bod bottom. Instead of the people's elbow, he's doing the titty hell no. BBW.
Big back activity.
Make wrestling the Hulk Hogan and The Rock again. I'm telling you. Them titties dangling. I know they full of milk. That's crazy. Sign him up with TNA. Listen. We got big back wrestling now. We got big back infiltrating sports. Infiltrating sports, crazy out here. The titty to the forehead is crazy, and then catching the kick with your titties is wild. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. Yeah, to bring back the WWE. This is ridiculous. Yeah, fellas, we gotta get in shape, man. The standards of fellas is just going down. It's down the drain, and I'm killing y'all on this episode. Hit the like button. Ollie's so gross. All right, we got more big back sports. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. We got big back basketball, and I got a funny story to go with this too. So let's check out big back basketball, man. Where is that? Here you go.
Bro, the crazy thing about it in this video, I'm 480 pounds hooping like that.
Oh, he's cooking.
That's a big boy.
Hold on, he's cooking. He's cooking.
Let him cook. Let him cook now.
He's cooking.
Same in this video. Spin move. 480 pounds going
God
downhill
damn.
With delay. Playing through contact. Come on.
Hey, hold up, bro.
I'm 480 pounds. Hooping like that.
There's no way a big back 480 pounds is getting one bucket on me. He might not even get one dribble on me.
That's a big boy. Same in this video. Spin move, 480 pounds going downhill with delay, playing through contact. Come on, man. Big fella, 480.
Off the screen is crazy. 80
pounds, pull up, game time. Bump the wall, probably hurt the wall. Come on. Now, this is me. Look how slim I'm looking. This is when I was about 420. I'm 408 now. Pull up, midi.
If he cooks you, you need to stop playing basketball forever. Like you're off the court.
There ain't no way, boy.
You're never getting picked up again.
Cash out. Okay, change of pace, step back, boom, off one leg, pull up, green bean. I done lost 60 pounds and I'm acting different.
Hey, at least he's trying to lose weight, but he still wouldn't cook me even losing weight.
Okay, come on. Pump fake, got him. Get him in the air, pull up, splash, money. Look at his face. Oh.
Oh man. Put it back on while I talk. Oh man.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Ain't no way. Now listen, man. So my dumbass, I seen this video and I reposted on my story talking shit. Why did he send me a DM? He said, I give you a bucket. I said, you tripping.
Nope.
I said, check ball. He said, bet. He told me, pull up to Minneapolis. I said, pull up to DC. So listen, when he pull up or if I go there, we're making content and I'm going to cook his big ass for talking shit.
Nope.
He got me fucked up. listen, there's no way. On my mama is no way. Now this is impressive. This is impressive. I'm glad he's losing weight. But I ain't even put this in here to make fun of him. I put this in here just to say, like, bruh, if you struggling getting some cardio in, go hoop a little bit. Just still lift your weights, still eat right, but go hoop a little bit. But I'm actually proud of cuz, but even still. Even though I'm proud of him, he ain't getting no buckets on me. All right? So be on the lookout in the future for C. Marty Fit versus, I forgot his name. His name, Belly something. Belly Buckets or something like that. But listen, man, it's levels to this shit. All right? This ain't no L.A. Fitness Hooper right here. Come on, man. He tripping. Your mans that hold the rail say he got next. Y'all don't know why that's funny, and I can't say it, but I can say what race
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Instead of 316, it's Titty 316. He just milked his ass, no diddy. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
The brown baldy, that's insane. He getting basketball buckets now, KFC bucket later. He getting buckets on and off the court. You beat him at 33, but you ain't beating him at Guess the Chicken.
Okay, yo, those chicken. Okay, yo, those chicken.
Hey, Spider Mo, you're out of here, bruh.
No, diddy.
Oh, my bad. You're out of here.
Three, you're out.
You got me, bro, you're out of here, bro. That was insane, bro. Well, I guess it's better than him sitting on the side eating cupcakes. And it's better than Dave Blunt's, too. The bucket got KFC in it, bro. I'm crying, bro. Basketball will make someone lose weight, I bet. But he better be strength trainer, too. I agree with that for sure. Brown Baldy laughing. Big man dropping buckets, though. Nah, he definitely was cooking them. Hey, young Spider-Mo, what is wrong with you, bruh? Something is wrong with Spider-Mo, bruh. Something is wrong with you, dog. Hey, man, I'm killing y'all on this episode. Shout out to him, man. I forgot his name. I'm going to give him a shout out on the gram now. I'm doing good. Only got kicked out once today. Hey, bruh, that shit had me crying, bruh. Guess the Chicken is crazy, dog. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. We are killing this Eve. We are killing this Eve before Christmas Eve. We got the homegirl, Divine Truth Teller, telling the ladies, don't get fat. Don't get fat. Let's check it out.
Fat is a fucking monstrosity. It's a curse. Like, it's not cool. Damn. It is not cool to be fat. And I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what you say. Because here is the thing about being fat. when you reach a certain size, like say you've been slim your entire life, right? Mm-hmm. And then you reach a certain size. Mm-hmm. And then once you reach that size, once you reach your highest weight possible, then you mm-hmm. say, damn, I got to lose weight. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the kicker. Anybody can gain, lose, and gain it back and lose it mm-hmm. again. But what you're doing is you put in wear and tear on your body, and now you have stretch marks, and yep. now you have hanging and loose skin.
Yep.
Right? Which is why you should not get fat in the fucking first place.
Uh-oh.
Which is why I made that video and I said, nope. do not get fat. I really mean that. Nope. Do not get fat.
Yep.
Because even if you get fat and you lose the weight, it is hard to undo old habits. It is hard to break that.
It's hard to unbig that
it's
back.
It's just like a crackhead being off drugs for so many years. They're oh. always going to have that thought in the back of their mind like, damn, I want that fix. That's what it is being fat.
I want that fat.
And then your body can't get nope. back to where it was before you even thought about getting fat. And now you got to get a fucking tummy tuck. And now you got all this loose hanging skin. And now you got a fucking other problem. Just don't fucking get fat. I done told y'all.
Damn.
This. Don't fucking do it.
When I say
because
that.
Because you might be content right now. But later on down the line, you're not going to fucking be content. Yep. You're going to be fucking miserable. And then you're going to yo-yo diet. And then it's just. You just don't fucking get fat.
Damn.
Don't get fat. Please.
Y'all see what race she is.
I done told y'all this from time to time. I have been struggling with my weight my entire life. My heaviest weight was 310. Okay, God. I am officially down 100 pounds, and I'm still not fucking satisfied. Why? Because where the fuck do you think the weight went? Now, I got to lay on some surgeon's table to get this shit cut off. Now, I got to get my stomach cut off. You see what I'm saying?
Damn.
Don't fucking get fat.
Damn. Oh, man, shout out to that sister. Shout out to her, man. She keeps it a bean, man. She I love her TikTok. She keep it 100, man. She fucks with the content, too. Might need to try to get her on the podcast one day. We'll see. But yeah, man, don't get fat. And you saw what race she is and what race she was that told you that.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Y'all be mad talking about, you're a man. You don't understand. Well, it's a black woman saying it in the middle of her fitness journey. So I don't want to hear that shit. She's pretty. That, Amira, that's not even what we focusing on. But I'll let her know you said that, Amira. She mean that shit. She absolutely does mean it. All right, man. We got one more video before we get out of here on the eve before Christmas Eve. No, actually, two more videos. We're going to look at these big back comments on this girl doing a dance. And we're just going to look at the glorification of obesity in our country,
nope.
man. The glorification is getting out of hand, bruh. And we keep praising these people. And that's why they not making no changes. And let's check it out. Mike, my bad, I'm late. Well, we know why you're late, Mike.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
That's why you're late, Mike. Let's watch this video, these big back comments, and check out this madness real quick. So no sound. So you see it's a big girl. She doing the dance. She killing it. Okay, yeah. Now look at the comments. I love your vibe. Simply stunning. And I'm not saying people should be in there calling her ugly. I'm not saying that at all. My goodness, beautiful. Natural beauty and high. Let's see what else is in there. You did that. Yes. So gorgeous. So damn beautiful. Cute. Gorgeous. Perfect. Wow. Que princesa. Look at all that. Look at all that. Y'all are in here hyping them up. And I'm not saying you should be mean to them and be in there talking about you're fat and ugly. But why the over glorification? Why the over hype if the people commenting would never become that big?
Big back activity.
The people commenting would never want to look like her. They would lose their mind if they look like her. They would go extreme measures to not look like her.
Big back activity.
And fellas, I can't even see if it's fellas in there because the comments is kind of fellas. Come on, bruh. Would you be in public with her? Would you bring her home to mom and happily be like, mom, this is my new girl? Or is you just trying to get some quick buns?
No diddy, you know?
Let's keep it real, bruh. Let's keep it real. And this is why we do need men speaking this message because men going to keep it 100. The girls gonna be on here talking about, no, big girls can get it too. Big girls get bent over, big backs get bent over, and all this shit. Listen, I'm telling you right now, fellas be trying to get some quick butt.
Nope.
I'm just keeping it 100. So remember that, ladies, when y'all try to stay big and y'all coming up with all these excuses, I'm just being honest. Now, it's going to be a few fellas that really want a big joint, of course. But it's a lot of fellas that want some quick butt, and the big girl is all they could get. No shade. And no shade to y'all. No shade to y'all. I'm just being honest. And I say what I say, you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Y'all can get mad at me, but I really don't care. It is what it is. But I'm never going to come on here and lie to y'all, ladies. I'm always going to come on here and tell the truth. That's from straight from a man. And I know ninjas that took down the big joints, and I'm telling you for a fact that's what it is. Telling you for a fact. It's all love at the end of the day. I'm telling y'all because I love y'all. All right? The love don't always hurt. I mean, love hurts sometimes. Don't always be with sprinkles and big back whipped cream and shit on it. Pause.
No diddy, you know?
I'm killing y'all today. A lot of chubby chasers that love her dancing skills. Yeah, I bet. Remember the spokesperson for fat folks said it's okay to be fat. Bullshit. Yeah, the weight stigma consultant. That ain't a snow bunny. That's a grizzly bear. That's a polar bear. Men with options, that's a no. Okay, Jennifer be on here cooking some days. Jennifer and Holly come on here cooking every now and then.
Let him cook.
They be coming on here cooking. All right, we're going to look at see Marty Fit, the Chipotle response. Then we're going to get on up out of here, man. Let y'all enjoy. You know, it's almost Christmas time. Let's check it out, man. Let me get rid of that. Yeah, exactly. More like a polar bear, exactly. We're going to check this video. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. We're going to get up out of here. Let's check it out. Oh, hell no. Oh, these big backs tripping. Ooh. Oh, no. Nah. Trying to fight in a Chipotle is crazy.
Oh, yeah, this big back moment of the year for sure. Y'all told me big back habits and big back actions don't lead to a big back. Y'all lied. Y'all told me she can't control the size of her back, but she can't control her anger. And she
bars
damn sure can control what she eat. Look at all that queso and cheese she putting on that bowl. Chipotle already give you a big bowl. How much food you need, Andrew Biggins? Then her friend talking about just let her get her food. Her friend must be big back too. Then she want to fight because her shirt fit too tight around that back. Man. Are you mad at them for doing their job? So next time you want to blame your weight on being a woman, being your race, or whatever excuse y'all got, big back excuse, remember this video. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go.
Oh, man, that's a bar right there. Your boy was cooking them. What's up, C-Marty? I'm at my new friend's house, and I had a hard time getting the chat to work, but I've been cracking up the whole time. Spider-Mo is officially worse than me. Yeah, Spider-Mo is out of here, man.
Break free, you're out.
Spider-Mo's done. Hey, but Seth, appreciate the love, man. Hit the like button if you can, brother. Good news is, if she try to steal some food, the cops won't have no problems arresting her, as she too damn big to run anywhere. Wicked Scorpion, but the cops be big as shit, too.
Big back activity.
It's going to be a big-a-thon.
Big back activity.
Big back-a-thon, big back mania, big back madness.
Big back activity.
Big back SummerSlam.
Big back activity.
That'll be interesting with these big back-ass cops. Yo, big backs need to be stopped. This shit is crazy. Who the fuck is defending that? You know what? I'm going to just let the comments pile up and see who defends this bullshit. Because you know it's people that's going to defend it. And if you saw the original video, her friend who was recording was like, just let her get her food. Just let her get her food. What? What? Yo, the country in shambles, bro. People got to speak up. Or this shit ain't changing, bro. This shit is ridiculous. They tried to give me a teaspoon of chicken the other day. I almost did the same thing.
Okay, oh, those chicken.
That's how you was in there, man. Hey, bro. She fighting the employees more than she's fighting her high cholesterol.
Dumb the monkey.
fighting them clogged arteries. I'm mad she did all that just to throw away the bowl on Slim. Exactly. You thought people was going to rock with that? Like, come on, bro. Like, me? I don't know what I would have done. I probably let her just do it because I'm making a minimum wage at Chipotle. What I'm fighting for? Go ahead, take it. What the fuck I lose? Now I'm in trouble for some big back shit.
Big back activity.
Or I would have felt disrespected and crashed out. I don't know what I would have done. One of the two. Because, she's out of pocket. I don't know. I would have felt highly disrespected. Probably would have crashed out. So who knows? Anyway, hey, fire episode today, man. Oh, brother. Here's my messy moment for today. Notice it's not the cute, light-skinned, Coil Ray-looking chick fighting Chipotle servers, but this is a fitness podcast. Yeah, Seth, you're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're
Seth,
out.
Seth, you got to go, man. Fitness podcast. We're not going there. We're not going there. Chipotle ain't that good. And Chipotle really ain't that good. It really ain't that good for all that. Machete, what's good? Folks, save your money. Make your own burrito bowls at home. Absolutely. And it's going to be healthier. Less calories. Not cooked in all them oils. Not sitting out. People spitting over the glass and shit. Make your own bowls at home. We want the violation spot back from Spider-Mo. Listen. Spider-Mo, it don't matter what I tell Spider-Mo. He going to do what he do, man. He going to do what he do. It is what it is, man. All right, bro. Like I said, fire episode, man. Appreciate y'all. Please hit the like button. The streams are growing. The engagement on the streams is growing. I'm loving it, man. I'm truly thankful. It's decent, but I don't go there that much anymore. You barely catch me at Chipotle. I gotta be down bad to be at Chipotle. I gotta be starving, and just need. I need a lot of protein. Pause. That was crazy.
No diddy, you know.
We getting a Christmas show on Wednesday. Haven't decided yet. I'm thinking about it, man. I might do tomorrow and Wednesday. I don't know, man. It's kind of just gotta. I got stuff to do, family shit. Kind of just got to play it by ear, so we'll see, man. But I should be on tomorrow. Tomorrow will be late, though. It'll be like 9, 10 o'clock. It might be 10 o'clock. I don't know off the top of my head, but I'm going to do one tomorrow night. It's going to be late. Wednesday, it's up in the air. But I think I'm going to do something Wednesday, too. I'm just trying to, feed y'all a lot of content while I ain't as busy this week. I'm taking a couple days off from work. I get to sleep in a little bit tomorrow, so I definitely wanted to get a stream in, man. I definitely appreciate y'all. Like I said, the show growing. Keep sharing the show. Keep liking the shit. And we're going to get this message out there, man. We're going to keep doing what we do. And go ahead, follow my social media, man. C Marty Fit on Instagram, TikTok, X, everything, man. YouTube, C Marty Fit, obviously. You're watching here. Go ahead, subscribe to the page. We on Apple Podcasts too, Less Brunches, More Crunches Podcast. If you want to listen to the audio version in the car or in your workout, we on the audio version too. And listen, man, you know the motto, man. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve, unbig that back, sit down like Dave Blunt's. Not be in the gym, not have a gym membership, but ask for a fit, man. Get off the podcast. Michael says, sleep in the fuck. Yeah, Ninja, I'm up at, you know what time I'm up every day? Yeah, I got to sleep, Ninja. What you mean? I'm human. Y'all think I'm a robot. Yeah, I'm sleeping. Ninjas is crazy. Hey, yeah, I got to get some rest to get up that early every day, man. But yeah, man, hey, like I said, follow me. Appreciate y'all watching. I'm going to catch y'all tomorrow night. It'll be 9 or 10 p.m. Eastern around that time. Just be on the lookout for the notification. And we're going to have some fun tomorrow night. Make sure y'all hit the like button and watch the episode from last night and Friday night and last Wednesday night episode going crazy. Go ahead, tap into all them. Go to my page and click live. All the lives is right there. It's not under videos. It's under the live tab. All right? And listen, I'm going to catch y'all tomorrow night. We out of here.
If you don't want to unbig your back,
don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.